and I lost my first 20 pounds doing mindful eating. And it was very like, and I wouldn't even say it was fast, and I won't say it was slow either. It was very meticulous, but you know, it really changed my mindset.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. I have such a special episode for you today. Not only is it one of my favorite human beings on this world and planet who I interviewed, but it is also one of my OG Mindful Weight Loss Academy clients, and I am so excited to share Chantel's journey with you. Not only is she down almost 80 pounds, and we actually don't know her entire body fat percent, but in the time we worked together, 12% body fat, but she has done it without counting a single calorie. So if you have been on the fence and have been like, what is mindful eating and how the hell did Jackie lose weight without counting calories? And how does she keep talking about, you know, this thing about satisfaction and mindful choices and all of this kind of stuff? This episode breaks it down because I am literally talking to someone who has been through not only Mindful Weight Loss Academy, but started with me with my mini course, Mindful Eating 101, which was just dipping her toes in, which by the way, is still available if it is something that you're interested in just really getting started on your journey. But I am so honored because, I mean, again, my jaw and my face was just like so sore from smiling so much to sit there and watch one of my clients tell me how she'd done almost 80 pounds and has completely healed her relationship with food. But most importantly, she ended diet culture at herself. Like, she is not passing down any of the yo-yo up and down and just feelings of overwhelm when it comes to food and nutrition and weight loss and body image. And don't get me wrong, there are still things that she is working on. But the fact that even 3 months after graduating from Mindful Weight Loss Academy, she is still losing weight. She is still dropping body fat percent. She is still gaining muscle. And she is still sticking to the daily and weekly habits that I taught and instilled in her. And again, it wasn't me. It was all her. I just guided her along the way. So I am so excited for you to get a sneak peek into what is it like to be a mindful eater? Because let's be honest, you guys always hear from me. You hear about my story, you know about my story. And I think it's really refreshing to hear from somebody who has been inside the program. She worked with me and, you know, she is out on the other side living her best life as an alumni. So I'm not going to give away anything else other than this is a must listen. If you are sick of yo-yo dieting, if you are sick of hearing about all these crazy fat things and, you know, feeling like you need to resort to whether it's weight loss surgery or GLP-1s and meds and just feeling overwhelmed and lost and confused when it comes to weight loss, you have to listen to this episode because mindful eating and again, becoming a mindful eater will change your life forever, just how it has for me, but also all of my clients. And I cannot wait for you to hear how Chantel has lost 80 pounds on her way to 85 pounds without counting a single calorie. All right, let's get to it. I want to quickly interrupt before we dive into today's episode, and your journey to permanent weight loss starts now because my brand new free guide, your quick start guide to permanent weight loss, is finally here. This guide is your key to unlocking sustainable permanent weight loss while still eating the foods you love. So inside, I'm going to teach you the simple ways to drop stubborn fat and increase your metabolism, tailored guidance to improve your relationship with food, and practical tips for establishing healthy habits habits that actually stick. Oh yeah, and don't worry, I got you covered. You're also gonna get 25 easy, delicious recipes that will help you lose weight for the last time. So if you wanna get your hands on this amazing new free guide, make sure to go down to the show notes and you'll see the link down there, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Just send me the keyword quick start and I'll send it straight to you. But I am so excited to work together to create a plan that fits your body and your lifestyle so you never have to do another one size fits all diet ever again. So I am here to support you every step of the way. So make sure you go down to the show notes and grab my quick start guide to permanent weight loss, and I'll see you there. All right. And welcome back to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. This is a very exciting time for me because this was, number one, a highly requested request, yes, from our listeners and you guys, but also just one of my OG clients, one of my favorite people in the world, Chantel. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing great. It's so nice to see you again. I feel like I'm in my little, my Mindful Weight Loss Academy weekly meetings.
I know, because I mean, it is a Wednesday. I know it's not 5 o'clock when we usually do it. And it is about 3 months. It feels like forever, but it also feels like I just saw you on a call. So why don't you tell everyone who you are and why you're here?
Yes. So hi, I'm Chantel. I am a musical theater actress and singer and sometimes dancer slash mover on hiatus right now, and also a medical coder. So I had one job where I was doing it all with my body, and the other one I'm sitting or on my walking pad a lot. I have been on my weight loss journey since, I was probably like 10 years old. And it wasn't until about 2020 when I was scrolling on Instagram that I came across Jackie's Instagram. I'm like, who is this lady talking about what's mindful eating? And I was like, you know, I've tried so many things, gained weight, lost it, gained it back and all. And I was like, well, it's 2020. I'm in quarantine. I have nothing else going on. Let's try something else. Let's try this one last thing. And I am so glad I did, because it's truly the only thing that has worked for me long-term sustainably. Because girl, I'm still eating my cake and I'm still eating my fun things, but I'm also, you know, eating to nourish my body, and it feels great.
And you're down over like 70 freaking pounds. Actually, my cheeks like hurt right now from smiling so much. Like I can't. So do me a favor. Tell all of our listeners, I love that you found me in 2020. What was the evolution of you finding me and really starting to practice mindful eating and working with me and all, like, tell us the journey.
So I think it started, I found you in 2020, but I think I didn't join your Mindful 101 program until 2021. I was like, oh, it's a little mini course. This is a perfect little bite-sized thing for me to figure out what this is. And I love that you were still so, I was able to contact you through that way too, which I really enjoyed. Cause like, wow, I thought I was just going to buy something and she'd be like, peace out, deuces. But that wasn't the case at all. You were always available. So I started, so that was 2021, and I lost my first 20 pounds doing mindful eating. And it was very like, and I wouldn't even say it was fast, and I won't say it was slow either. It was very meticulous, but you know, it really changed my mindset. Like I remember I was working at a new coffee shop when this started, because I finally was able to get back into work. Things were opening up in New York, and I went and got a bagel, you know, like the egg and cheese bagel. And I'm like, okay, I got a whole one. And usually I would eat a whole one. And I'm like, you know what? I'm only have 15 minutes on my break. Let me just eat a few bites and see how I feel. And I was like, oh, this is different. I'm not hungry and I'm not starving, but I don't feel like I could eat more. I feel good. And I think that was like the first time it clicked for me, what did satisfaction feel like? And then I got to eat the bagel later too, because I had the other half. It was great.
I love it. It's like, it's kind of like my story when I talk about the lunch and the salmon wrap, and I was kind of like, well, what do I do? Resonated. Like, yeah. I love it. So 20 pounds from, so by the way, you guys, if you are interested in joining Mindful Eating 101, it is still a thing. I still have it.
Is it?
It is still, I mean, obviously Mindful Weight Loss Academy, I always tell everyone, is like beast and on steroids. But
yes,
if you guys are ready for just like bite-sized pieces, I mean, that's how Chantel started. Okay, so your first 20 pounds and then what?
So then we wound up moving back to my hometown, Florida, from New York. We wound up moving back, got married, all that stuff, right? So through that next year, I was kind of often, like, I wasn't necessarily mindfully eating, but I also wasn't not mindfully eating. It was kind of like, oh, let me eat half of this, see how I feel. But I still, some days I was still binging a little bit more than I usually would. It was just that kind of thing. Or not binging. I shouldn't say binging. It was more like, it just wasn't as mindful. Right. Absolutely. So I tried. So then I was like, well, let me go back to the Mindful 101 program. Let me go through these steps again. Cause I, you know, it wasn't ingrained in me yet. It wasn't a habit. And then I started losing a little bit more weight. And then, I was like, you know, then I think you posted about Mindful Weight Loss Academy. And I told my husband, I said, I think I need to go in on this because one, like you say, like you put your money where your mouth is. And like when there's money in the game, you're going to do everything you can possible, right? It's holding you accountable. Mm-hmm. And my husband, bless him, he's so supportive because he doesn't care. Like whether I'm bigger or smaller, he doesn't care. And he says, and I wanted for myself, I was like, I want to invest in myself. One of my goals was to have a healthy pregnancy. And that was like one of my first whys with Mindful Weight Loss Academy that we did together. It was like, what's your why? And then I even got even further down into that why. It's like, well, the why is I want to break the chain. I still have it on my phone, actually.
Oh,
as a reminder makes, every day.
Oh, that makes me, oh, blasted.
It really helped. But I said, I'm going to join it. And then, like you said, like, because I did the first round is 3 months. It's the Mindful 101 on steroids and I highly recommend it because you go into so much mindset stuff. And I learned a lot more about my nutrition because, you know, you get your nuggets from 101, but you really go deep, deep into it. And so it was just such a night and day experience. And I was so excited to be a part of a community of other people who are also learning about mindful eating and going through all of our struggles and all of our wins. And of course, as you know, I think I did three or four rounds with
three
you.
Four rounds. You were with me for
it was a year.
So four
year.
Rounds.
And it was, I mean, I was like, so it's like sad to like not continue, but also like, I was like, I got to fly because I know what to do. I know what Jackie taught me and I know it works. And I will say the past 3 months have been great. I have actually still lost weight. I haven't gone up. I'm getting stronger. It's great.
There we go. Oh my God. I love it. And so again, my business coach, I always say will kill me, but I'm going to say it because I have no filter. And like, I always tell my clients, like, I will get you to a point where you don't need me. And it's so bittersweet when I was coming up on having the conversation with Chantel and I was just like, please stay. Because I love her so much. And it's so funny. We have someone new who just joined and she has binged every single coaching call. No joke. From January,
wow.
2023. She sent me a message yesterday. She's just like, oh my God, this is insane. So many golden nuggets. She's like, I feel like I know all of your OGs. And I was like, she knows you. So I definitely want our listeners to get a little sneak peek of what it was like to be like inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy, your wins and struggles. And then I want to talk about where you are today as a graduate, as an alumni, as someone who is still freaking losing. So guys, when I say on my stories that I will teach you how to permanently and sustainably lose weight forever, I'm literally not making it up. Like I literally am not. So why don't we go back? Why don't we go back to, you know, January, 2023, you had lost your first 20 pounds with me with my mini course for freaking 197, right? I mean, God, like that makes me so freaking happy. And so now you come in to on steroids, you're getting coaching. Tell me some of the things that were, you know, really amazing that you love that worked for you. And then we'll talk about maybe some of the hardships that you went through.
Oh, absolutely. So things that I really loved about it. I mean, I still, as you know, I still use my journal, the 8 app. I still use that because I did find, because it's all habit based, right? So
Yeah.
I was in this program for a year. I know a lot of people don't like to track their food, but I found, because as a kid, I was in Jenny Craig, I was in Weight Watchers, all that stuff, and you don't want to track your food. There's a slippery slope for some people, and I like the way you have us track because it's just pictures. It can be text if you want, but it's just pictures. And that way, when I feel like crap later in the day, or I feel great that day, I'm like, what did I eat?
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that aspect. I love the weekly check-ins because, and of course, my favorite part is the voice memos.
I
My
always
little Jackie
know.
cheerleader.
I know who I need to like text because they'll be like, "Oh my God, wait, you sent me an 8-minute voice note. I like need to take notes," and I feel bad because I don't want you taking notes on my note. But then I have my OGs who are like, "I like hearing you. Why do you think I started a podcast?"
I know. I was so excited about the podcast. I was like, yay.
You get your
I don't
weekly
have,
check-in in a
it
way.
is. It's my weekly check-in in a way.
What
But
are
I
some of the
did
things that like we talked about in your weekly check-in?
like my struggles,
Anything.
so many struggle. I mean, also wins, but I mean, one of my biggest struggles, and I can proudly say that it's so much better now, is my body dysmorphia. Because especially through your weight loss journey, your body changes so much. Even in your weight gain journey, your body changes so much, and
Yeah.
so many nuggets. As far as like, I still use, like, if I ever have that moment where I look in my mirror and I go, oh, I don't like that. Like, because my stomach is saggier now because there's not as much stuff there, right? The skin's been there for a long time. It's a thing. I acknowledge that, and then I go, but it's still part of me. It's something that, it's been on this journey with me. This is my body that God's given me. And you know what? It's like that. And I don't really care. And it's gotten so much better. And I just wanted to let you know that it's just, that was like one of the biggest struggles for me. It was my body dysmorphia. And you asked about wins, right?
Yeah.
But like going through, like, I was so excited when we'd go in like the Facebook group and people would post like their struggles that they were having, and I'd be like, me too. Or they'd be like, look what happened, look at my pants, they're fitting better. And it was such a great community feel of it. Everyone's always supportive, whether you're having a really bad time or a really good time.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, first of all, nothing's changed. If anything, it's still going. And so, for example, like Erin posted, she lost like 8 pounds in the first like 2.5 weeks. She was on, such a high, and then she just like hit this one day, right? This one Sunday, and she was like just novel, wrote it all, and it was cathartic for her. And she's like, "I don't know what I'm doing, and like I feel like I'm a stranger." And she wrote it, and the outpour of love on that post. And it reminded me about, some of the things that you even posted, even like before your wedding and inspiration and things like that. So, I think it's so beautiful because, like you said, it's just like you're not alone. Like you're on that call being like, "Yeah, me too, me too." And I also love the fact that, like, we talked a lot about your body dysmorphia. I actually want to touch on that because it's something that I feel like a lot of people don't talk about a lot because you think you lose weight. So you've lost how much weight total?
So total from the year that we from 2023 is 79.8.
I could have said almost 80 in all my
Oh my,
stories.
yeah, almost
That's,
80. Wait, and not in 2023.
but
Perfect.
well, total, total.
42 for the past year, but total,
Yeah.
yes.
And then how much body fat percent, if you know?
Just from the year, because that's all I have as far as data goes, is 12.2%.
I also, this is why I love Chantel. For those that are watching the video on the website, like she has the numbers written down because she knew I would ask her that. So
I knew it. I knew it. I was
she
like,
knew.
I got all my nuggets here.
I love it. Well, so I mean, first of all, down almost 80 pounds, 42 in a year, and also 12% body fat. Like, Jesus, guys. Like, and this is all from eating the foods that you love without counting a freaking calorie. I want to touch on so much of that, but I really want to touch on the body dysmorphia for a second. So the thing that I feel like at least I struggled with, and so did you, and probably a lot of our listeners too, is like we think, okay, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get skinny. All my problems are going to go away. And guess what? They don't. So tell me, like, you went through a massive physical transformation just as I did. And it's hard because, like you said, it's like your skin, it's different, right? Because it used to be stretched out. And now it's like, I always say some of like my stretch marks, I call them like battle wounds in a sense. Like they've been through battle with me. They've been through life with me. How is that navigating watching your body change in the way you wanted it to change? Because you wanted to lose weight, but then you got to a point where it was like, this is like, I'm not used to this. Or like, how do I feel about this? What was that like?
Extremely hard, emotional. And if I go off on a tangent, please stop me because my brain just kind of goes everywhere. But I feel like I mentioned this, I think, in the group at one point, that there's a picture of me when I was 18 years old. And I won't say what weight I was, but at the time I was being told by my teachers, I'm not gonna say anything bad about them, but someone in my family, how big I was. I would never play the ingenue because I was too fat, you know, whatever. But I look back at these pictures, like what everyone does, you look back at those pictures and I'm like, I was so small. Why was everyone telling me that? And then 70 plus pounds higher, right? A couple of years later, I'm doing a Broadway national tour. I'm dancing and singing and acting my face off 8 shows a week, right? And I still, a family member tells me then, they're like, you're so big, you shouldn't be on that stage. But then the same person, a couple months ago, I told you about this, Jackie, that they mentioned, they're like, you're getting too skinny. And I hear again from my mom the other day, she goes, yeah, they're like, I'm worried about Chantel. So I'm like, when it comes to that, because I know that's what a lot of my body dysmorphia comes from, is from other people telling me what I am and what I look like. That's the stuff I have to work on. That's not the case. That's their issues they're dealing with. They're insecure about themselves. And at this point in my life, I know my body was a gift from God. And I'm taking care of it in the way that I feel is the best. And I feel the best with it. And there's the times when you're like, I feel like I'm still in my bigger body. Like you go to buy a pair of pants, you go to pick up a pair of pants that are like 2 sizes and you go put them on. You're like, wait, these are too big now. Or like, you know, it's bizarre. It's bizarre sometimes. Or I've told you that I've had like that outer body experience where you still feel like you're in your bigger body, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just society tells you you're wrong to be in a bigger body. But when you're in your quote unquote smaller body, you still have that. I feel like there's like this aura around me, kind of like where I try to take up even less space because I don't want to, I feel bad for the person sitting next to me on the plane. You know what I mean? It's just like, cause people are just so off. People aren't inherently awful. They're good people, but there are some people that just like really should just keep their thoughts to themselves. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's where that tangent went. What was the question?
Not a tangent. And I think, you know, I resonate with that so much. Again, my beloved grandpa, it was the same thing. And this family member, I know kind of you're feeling the same thing too. It's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. My dad always told me, Frankles, if you're listening, I'm saying it out loud, that he wants me to write a book and he wants me to call it Too Fat, Too Skinny. And I was like, oh, that sounds disgusting. But like, it's so true. I was either too fat for people or I was too skinny.
And then it's like, well, that's, at that point, then it's not a you problem anymore. It's a them problem. And it's also, it's like the things they tell you as kids, man, you don't realize they, and that's why I'm so worried about, like, that was my biggest why. It went from having a healthy pregnancy and then I got it down to the bottom, was to break the chain of diet culture in my family. Because as a kid growing up, again, I was a chubby kid, you know, whatever, it is what it is. But the person in my family would look at me and say, you have such a pretty face, after telling my my other sister, like how cute her, how petite she is, all that stuff. And I would get, you have such a pretty face.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, yeah, that's a nice, that's a sweet compliment, but you know,
Where it's coming from.
yeah, you know, so I think also maybe it just comes with age too for me, but it's just like, that's a them problem, not a me problem.
I have like hashtag proud coach right now. The amount of voice notes I had to send to this beautiful lady saying those things to her, and as
Yeah.
she's repeating them back to me, I'm like, I could die happy.
Girl, I got all of them. Facts over feels. Your body is not a trash can. Your thoughts dictate your actions.
Yes. Ooh, with the finger pointed, guys, she's throwing the Jackie nuggets. I love it. And I think it's so true because I don't know if it's also in there. Like, you got to be like Teflon. Like, it's not your problem, but it's their problem. And I think that's also when it comes to, food pushers too. It's like, it's something that I grew up with as well, and coming from a big South African
Same.
Jewish family, right? And you
From
were
the
talking
South, girl.
South, right? In the South. And it's like, okay, well, have a piece of cake. Like, I made it for you. Like, try it. And like, literally people physically putting food into my mouth. And so I think that I agree with you 100% that there is an aspect of it that comes from living life and maturity. So at 33 now versus 23, 100%, there's a big difference of my mindset, but I also think confidence. And I think that's what our coaching did as well. It gave
Oh,
you
yeah.
yeah. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit? Because the biggest thing, as you know too, because you probably felt the same way before joining, is like, oh my God, like I'm gonna pay that for coaching. Like, oh my God, it's not like a weight loss drug. It's not guaranteeing. Like I'm not like, it's gonna take a pill and it's gonna solve all my problems. Like I'm gonna have to work hard at that. Like, what was that like before? Because of course you made a small investment and you joined ME101 and we obviously prove to you that mindful eating works, but investing in coaching in a weekly relationship and being in a community and things like that. I mean, was there a part of you that had any hesitations?
Oh, of course. I mean, it was something I've never
Did
done
you hear
before.
that quick? Tell us, because that's how everyone feels.
Obviously the price, I went jaw drop, right? I was like, oh goodness, that's a lot for me to put up front, you know, and I'm trying to save for a house and, you know, there's this and that. But at the same time though, like you said, you put your money where your mouth, when there's skin in the game, you're gonna do everything you can to really focus on yourself. And this is an investment in not only my life, but my family's life, my future child, God willing's life. Like it's a long term, and for such a long term investment, it was such a small price to pay. Especially with the amount of other diets I've done over the years. I mean, come on. There's keto, there's Atkins, there's all those other ones. And they want you to be a lifelong member because it doesn't work once you're off of them, because you're not, they don't teach you how to eat for your body. They don't teach you that. They're like, here, count these, this carrot's 5 points or whatever. I don't know. They count things like 21-day fix. I did that, of course. Lost those 20 pounds in 3 weeks. How healthy was that looking back at it? Not very. It probably wasn't 20 pounds, probably closer to 15, but still, did I gain it all back plus double that? Sure did.
Yep.
Because
Absolutely.
they didn't teach you how to eat. They said, all right, here's a color, eat that. You can have this many colors. It's like,
Right.
okay.
And the containers.
Yeah. So, I mean, the investment is absolutely worth it. Because I mean, I haven't counted a calorie since in over a year.
And she's down almost 80 pounds. And I, first of all, I love that you say that, especially coming out of it too, because I always say people that pay attention. And it's not like that is, I did not come up with that quote. So that is known. And I wish I could give credit where credit was due and I could remember, but pregnancy brain is a real thing. And I agree. And that's how I felt with my nutritionist and even my business coach. Like, I remember Todd saying, like, well, can't you just like kind of like figure it out and like start your business? And I was like, Why would I suffer and why would I struggle? Having worked with a nutritionist for 5 years, helping me lose the 65 pounds and healing from my relationship from my food and eating disorder, it's like coaching is just something that I've always been so passionate about because it works. And like you said, the amount of money that you probably shelled into all of these other different diets, or, you know, the biggest thing that I struggle with is also what would have it cost you to not do it? Like, what if,
yeah,
like, honestly, what if you came across my Instagram and you saved all my swaps and you got all of my free shit? Like, I don't, you know, where do you think you would be right now?
There's, for me, there's no structure in that, because I can tell you how many different recipes I save all the time from like random people, just like to screenshot them and then never think of them again. Right. You can do that all you want, but there's no, they're going to be like, she's being paid for this. I'm not being paid for this.
I promise, but, guys, she's not being paid for this.
I'm not. But what I love so much about the Mindful Weight Loss Academy was that you only unlocked certain lessons, right? And I remember, and I'm sure you get this still, but I remember you always like, people, I'm not giving you meal plans. You're going to wait. You have to do this one module first.
Yep.
And that is so important because we got to the basics. What's your hunger and fullness scale?
Yeah.
What's your why? Figure that out. And I remember how freaking stressed out I was that first week in my check-in going, or actually for the first month, really, it took me that long to figure it out. I was like, Jackie, I can't tell if I'm hungry or I don't know if I'm full. Like, what is satisfied? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, I mean, and that's such a big growth for me because the scale was telling me otherwise, it's working. But now, and I think that's one of the greatest things I worked on with Mindful Weight Loss Academy is my relationship with the scale, because like you can say you want to get to a certain weight, right? And then you get there and it's like, all right, well, I got to move the goalpost.
Now what, right?
Yeah, now what? Well, now I got to move it and I got to move it and got to move it. And I know with your journey, it's like, well, when do you stop, right? And for me, like looking at what I'm at now, it's like that wasn't even the goal. And it's not even, I'm not even looking at the weight anymore. I'm focusing on my body fat because I'm trying to build muscle and I'm just trying to get to that one point. Because, but even now, like, because I still do a weekly check-in with it because I still do my mindful, I still see my coaching roadmap and everything. I do it myself.
I'm going to have to go look at it. I'm so excited to hear that.
I do. I've been keeping, like I said, it's been a habit. I did it for a year. I mean, yeah. I know they say you build a habit after 30 days is a good start, but like doing it for a year, I was like, I can't stop
it's
now.
Great.
But like it, going on the, like, I don't, I, now at this point, I just take the scale out to do my, to get my data. And it's not even for the weight. It's like I said, it's for the body fat. And even when it moves up or when it goes down, I don't have that crazy emotional response that I used to have because your program and working with Lindsay and with you, like y'all give us the steps. Like I still have like the bad feeling sometimes with like my body dysmorphia, but I have the tools to get out of that. I don't, you know, I don't stay in it. I get out of it so much faster now. I get out of those funky feelings or those negative feelings. It's just, it's been practice with it, right? That was not a overnight thing.
I was just gonna say, like, it and it did not. And I love it. So I hope like the one thing that you guys are hearing is there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you also get out of it what you put in. And Chantel was one of these clients who I knew I was going to get a weekly check-in from her. I knew I was going to hear from you. I didn't have to like go hunt you down. I didn't have to go find you. I knew
if
I was
anything,
you're
like, oh, here's another message from
No, I loved it. It was like, it was honestly a joy. I was such a pleasure because we got to talk about real shit. You weren't just like, how many grams of protein? And again, I'm not poo-pooing that, guys. Like, I teach you that. And
education is knowledge is power. Yeah.
Knowledge. Great. Another Jackie nugget, Jackieism. And it's so funny because I just onboarded someone this week and she's in the middle and she looked at her roadmap and she said, like, but I thought you were going to tell me what to eat and a little bit more than just eating more protein. I was like, ooh, like, and I was very tough Jackie love with lots of kindness sprinkled in. But yes, because what has gotten you guys to the point You always fail when you follow the food list or you follow
what
someone.
happens when you're not in
Right.
what happens when you're not following that specific diet anymore? You don't know how to feed yourself.
Yeah, you don't know how to make those decisions. And that's why it is so imperative to me. And that's why I also don't have everything open and I have you go through the steps because it's a proven framework. And because I teach you, again, it's the foundations. And I am also so against so many hashtag proud coach moments. The fact that you went from wanting to feel better in your body, wanting to hit a lower body fat percent, building muscle, losing weight, but really extracting out of it, like, please God, a healthy pregnancy and, you know, really breaking diet culture at you and not passing that down on to your future kids. How does that feel knowing that after how many years of diet culture you struggled with that your future children don't have to experience that?
I mean, I'm 33 now. I've been
twins.
Yeah, twins. diet culture has been part of my life since I was probably 9, 10 years old. So that's more than half my life, right? That's math, musical theater major here. I'm both excited about it that I'm excited that I've reached this point in my mindset shift around food and not letting it dictate me, or like, you know, not letting scale, other people's opinions dictate so much how I feel. It is scary though, because I mean, I talk about this all the time with my friends who are pregnant or have babies, and like, well, how do you know you're not going to mess them up? And you don't know that, from what I gather, what you do know is what you give them. And if I can give them the tools to love their body, to know how to nourish it, how to listen to their, I'm not going to tell my kid, you got to clean your plate. Like, that's not going to happen for me.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen because that's how I grew up. And I get where that came from the grandparents and the parents. Like, I get that was their generation, but it didn't serve me. And I just, I pray to God and I hope that everything I've learned with Mindful Weight Loss Academy and my journey, that I pass it on to them, and that diet culture doesn't invade their life. At least it's not going to come from me in my household.
Absolutely not. I love that. And I will say, having a toddler, 2-year-olds going on freaking 22 at this point, and one on the way, I will say it has been, we align so much in that because I grew up with that. Not on purpose, of course. My parents didn't realize, but that's just norm, just society, right? You can't get up till you finish your plate, or you can't have dessert until you finish your veggies, or just, you know, all the things. So I do still find myself, it's very ingrained in me to say good girl when Olivia eats well and finishes. And I'm very quick to catch it because it's something that I don't want her to associate, that she is good when she eats and finishes. Or I even notice my mom and my mother-in-law. And again, it's from the times, right? It's from when they grew up.
It's always from a good place.
Always, right? So no, Olivia, have one more bite of this. And so I am trying to even like, there was a time where she just wanted ice cream and she had like maybe a bite or two of chicken, and whoever it was trying to get her to have more and more. And I was just like, no, like, and it was so funny. Now I think just people, like, as a joke, is like, she's making a mindful choice, and like throwing it back at me. But I love the fact, and you're right, I will tell you, there's only so much that you can do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your child is your child, but where you nurture them in the home and teach them these habits. And the most beautiful thing, also watching so many of you guys, especially with kids, is when you tell me about how your habits have transcended and, you know, gone to the husbands. My husband's lost weight, or my kids are eating more veggies. And I can't wait for a message from you when you have a toddler yourself and you're like, Jackie, he and she is like, stopped when they were satisfied, or, you know, enjoyed this. So, I mean, it's such a, like, and again, talking about like the investment, like, you know, really, really stopping diet culture at you, and also just paving a path for the healthiest version of your husband, for your future children, nieces and nephews, like generations to come. And also, you're 33. So guess what? At 43 and 53 and 63, 73, 83, 93, you're going to have your cake. and you're not going to have to log it. Right?
That's right.
That's right. Snap.
And I will say to anybody who's listening to this, I still eat cake. I still eat cookies. I still eat lots of these things. I just don't eat them to the point where I feel sick because I ain't got time to feel like crap.
That's another Jackie nugget.
And when it does, and if it does happen, if one, you know, and that's another thing I grew with. If I do have that moment where I really overate, that all or nothing mindset, I don't have it anymore because I'm like, you know what? I did that. I focus on the next meal. I make sure it's mindful. That's a balanced plate because that was a big thing. And I see that a lot in my family that they're like, oh, I'll just start again on Monday.
Start over. Yep. On and off the bandwagon.
Yes. And I'm using that with them. I'm trying to coach them a bit too. I'm like, that's okay. You had that. Just next one. Don't wait till Monday. Just wait your next meal.
Next meal. Move on. I love it. Oh my God. We have to do like a certification training or something for Mindful Health Academy coaches so you can go keep spreading the word. So, I mean, there's so many other things that I want to ask you. I guess the biggest question I want to ask is, what did you love the most? What do you think you got out of the, I can't believe like 4 years, I guess we were technically working for somewhat 3 years, right? On and off, but like, you know, what was the biggest part of your transformation or the biggest takeaway that you got from your journey of your mindful weight loss journey?
That's a big question.
I know. And I should have told you that before. Sorry.
So I came up with like a beautiful little
scripted answer, but we don't script answer. And we don't edit on the Mindful Nutrition Show. Sorry.
Oh, y'all. Okay. For me, the biggest thing I've taken from it, and I've already touched on it, was the all or nothing mindset. Because that had taken over. I mean, that's where a lot of like my binge eating came from, was the all or nothing. It's the, oh, I'm starting a new diet on Monday. Let me just eat all this now while I can. And I see it with my, like I said, I see it with my family who are also struggling with their own things. And I feel it's like a night and day difference from 2021 Chantel to 2024 Chantel. Can't believe that's,
I know,
it's gone so fast. I'm still the same me, but way better as far as my mindset. I don't even, and it's not even a physical change, really. It's literally all, like you said, what weight loss happens between the ears. And that's what I've taken away so much from working with you and from this journey. It's just that it's all in here, right? I am a mindful eater.
Damn it. I was going to say. So for those of you that don't, that is a total inside joke. We literally have a phone screensaver inside.
I want it. I still haven't gotten it.
I know. I feel like that's total like trademark. Like, I can't believe I didn't give that to you. So one of the Jackie-isms is the way you speak to yourself, right? I am. It's like I am doing. It's not necessarily like, you know, I should have, I could have. It's I am. Mm-hmm. So there was one point in one of our calls when Chantel was like, I am a mindful eater, damn it. And like Sarah, my virtual assistant, was like, I'm making a screensaver for that. So yes, we have that. I will make sure.
Yeah, tell Sarah to send it to me.
I will.
But I will say also, like, the freedom that I have gained, like, people think, oh, it's a diet. It's not a diet. It's not restrictive in that sense. Because like I told you, like, when I ate my wedding cake, I ate multiple pieces. Well, not in the same day, obviously. Like, I had a little piece, you know, every day after the wedding for the week, you know, whatever. But it's not a restrictive thing. And there's so much freedom in it. Because if I'm out in a restaurant, I don't freak out. Yes, I do look at the menu before just to get an idea of what I could order. But if I'm not feeling that, if I really want the freaking hamburger and stuff like that, I eat to the point of satisfaction. I'm not freaking out going, oh my God, there's this many calories, this many things, there's this much blah, 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 blah.
I ate a bun. I ate bread.
Yes, because I know no matter if someone orders for the table, I know that I can just eat to the point of satisfaction. And that is like the biggest, I think that's the aha moment for anybody. Once they find that, what's my satisfaction level? That's huge, because then you're not worried about, well, how many containers can I eat? oh, did I hit my macros? Blah, 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 blah. That I think that's like the biggest key with Mindful Weight Loss Academy. It's not, it's the, it's finding where that satisfaction is right there and just enjoying it.
Being
And then getting
present.
rid of that all or, yeah, being present. I still struggle with eating out because we don't eat out that much. So then like there's so much going around as far as like overstimulus.
Totally.
But I eat to the point of satisfaction and I get to take some home. It's fantastic because then I have another meal I don't have to cook.
Like
Or
you
if I'm
said,
hungry
it's
later,
like,
eat more of it later if I'm still hungry.
yeah, like you had leftovers. And so, I mean, again, and this is when I say, guys, it works. I put you in a natural calorie deficit and you don't have to count anything, 78, almost 80 pounds, and without counting a single calorie. I was telling you, I was just talking to one of our other OGs. I had a private call with her, and she said, in the last year and a half, I have not been hungry. And I was like, I literally wanted to cry. I was like, yes.
Oh,
Like,
that's
she has
amazing.
not felt like she was on a diet, and she's down 20 pounds and she's down 5% body fat, and just so amazing. So, I mean, I know that there are so many people who are just like, I want this. And if you want this, drop in the show notes. We have the link to apply. What do you have to say to those people? Because I know you felt hesitant. Like, damn, I feel hesitant, right? Like, change is scary, right? So for those people that are like, you know, this is so inspirational. I want this for myself. Like, I want to apply, but I'm not sure if it's going to work for me, or, you know, I'm scared and, you know, I've failed and it's never happened before. What would you say to them?
You just have to do it. You have to do it. I mean, and when you do it, you've got to go, I don't want balls to the wall. You've got to trust the process and do it. 'Cause it's absolutely worth it. It's absolutely worth it. The freedom you feel, I mean, there's a lightness to me now, or when it comes to, not, I'm not talking about physically, but when it comes to food.
Yeah. No, I
And
think to
that's
you.
freeing.
Like, I see it. I see it. You're glowing. Like, it's you are the healthiest I have ever seen you. Okay, I guess I will stop after this. But my last question, what is life outside Mindful Weight Loss Academy? Now that, you know, we got you to a point where you were ready to fly on your own, what is life like now as an alumni?
For me, it's still the same. I mean, I took my habits that I've developed over that year. Like I said, I still use my eight app. And I'm not ashamed about whatever I take. I'm like, this is what I ate, and this is what I'm doing. Okay, take a picture of it. That's it. Tracked it. I keep up with my roadmap, so that way I can look back and say, what were my I do my wins. I have my daily wins. I have my weekly wins. And I even with my husband, I'm like, well, that's a win. You have to look at it that way. It's a win. That's a win. I'm so much more active. We're always going out for walks. I'm always walking. And I strength train 3 to 4 times a week. And if I don't reach the three, if I don't reach the four, that's fine. It's next week, no biggie. But it's a lot. My life is less, I'm gonna say, congested, because there's not that diet culture noise. I have enough mental space to handle other things.
I love that. Less congested, less overwhelming, less anxiety, less control, less, and more of everything else, more freedom, more hope, more flexibility, more energy. I love this. I mean, we could talk for freaking ever. So I'm excited to have Chantel back on the podcast. For those that, so I do say, if anyone wants to talk to somebody inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy, I'm always like, Chantel, I'm sending someone your way. So,
I keep checking my messages.
yeah. So how can people find you to connect, to follow your journey, and also potentially ask you questions?
I'm on Instagram, but I haven't posted in a very long time. I'm mostly on there to stalk Jackie and everyone else that I follow, like all my friends, keep up with everybody. But my messages are open. I'm at C Cognovich. That's my last name, by the way, on Instagram. So if you have questions about the program, or if you have any, concerns, or you have want to know more about what it was actually like, and if I can help you with that, please feel free to message me. And I will be glad to let you know how I feel. Aww. And y'all just message me. Let me know.
Y'all, I love, and again, like, we will drop all of this in the show notes, and she's such an inspiration. And one of my favorite memories is when we did one of your check-ins and you went through that family member. I know exactly what you're talking about. And again, every single one of my clients, guys, I know so much about you guys. And I remember you telling me the story about the Broadway and how you were, you know, at your heaviest, but doing shows and you were happy and you were dancing and singing and all of these things. And look at you now. Like, it's not that that person was a bad person, mm-mm, but you are healthier and you are a mindful eater. Damn it.
Damn it.
I love it. I love it. Oh, well, we will absolutely have Chantel back. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to her. And until next time, we'll see you guys next week. Well, what did I tell you? Right? I mean, that should be the new dictionary, like, definition of inspiration. I can't reiterate how many times I probably said it on this episode. My face is so sore from just smiling so much. Like, I cannot believe I get to wake up every single day having these conversations with my clients and seeing them achieve all of their health and weight loss goals. And even just, again, getting to them to the point where she was able to fly on her own and she's still losing weight, guys. And that is what diet culture does not give you. You may lose the 10, the 15, the 20, the 30 pounds doing a quick fix, but you know you're going to gain it back plus more. You know you're going to have to start and stop. Why keep doing that to yourself when you can do something that is permanent and sustainable? Sure, it's not easy. Sure, it's not overnight. I'm not promising you that. But I am guaranteeing that you will lose weight and that you will heal your relationship with food and your body. And what is that worth to you? And that's the question that I hit for myself before I started my mindful weight loss journey. And so did Chantel. And I'm asking you now. So, you know, I always give you some homework. So for those of you that are sitting here and are like, damn, I got to do this. Your homework is to go down into the show notes and submit your application so we can chat and get you started on permanently losing weight while eating the foods you love. That is your homework. For those of you that are still on the fence, DM me, send me a message at the.mindful.nutritionist and tell me, what is it worth to you to not do this, to not take control of your health, to not heal your relationship with food, to not figure out how you can be in healthy control, to stop diet culture at you. It is so possible for you. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and I know you don't see it now, but I promise I will guide you there. And I'm just so honored. I mean, again, some of these things I did not know, so she had to update me on what's going on, but the fact that she is still losing, she is, you know, feeling like the healthiest version of herself, she's still practicing the things that we did together inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. I mean, be honest, can you tell me that you have been doing the same thing and built that beautiful habit for yourself? Or are you still on the on and off bandwagon yo-yo, on and off, good and bad, start over on Monday? Because if you are, let's change that. I am so glad that you listened to this episode. I am so honored that you were able not only to hear about my story on this podcast, but also one of my clients and another, you know, just regular, normal person just like yourself. We're both regular human beings who just wanted to be healthy. And I know you want that. And I can definitely get that for you. And I know it's possible for you. And I cannot wait to support you with that. So we will absolutely have some other alumni and graduates and current clients. If that is something that you guys want, also please send me a DM. I would love to hear your thoughts. And I know it's sometimes really refreshing to hear, you know, just the inspiration from people who have been through it and come out on the other side. No offense to me. I totally get it if you don't want to hear from me. Like, you hear from me all the time. I'm in your ear every Monday. So I totally get that. So let me know if that is something that you want. And again, I feel so blessed to have so many incredible women. When I do my daily gratitude, I literally write that down of the things that I'm grateful for. I write it in some way, some form of fashion every single morning, how grateful I am for my clients, my ladies inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy, and you too. So until next week, I'll see you then. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.